The opinions expressed in the following program are solely those of the host.
The following program may contain coarse language and is intended for an adult audience. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
To the hottest show on the internet, G-Band, broadcasting from outside the limits of convention. This is radio without borders, without rules, and without reservation.
With your host, Radio Free G, joined by super producer, Mumbles.
Search for Radio Free G on iTunes, or you may head to the website radiofreeg.blogspot.com. Welcome to the G Band.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is your host, Radio Free G. It is May 6, 2007, and we have got a show with revelations, jam-packed with information, content. You don't want to miss it. Strap yourselves in, turn your browsers on, because you are going to be heading all over the internet today. I'd like to start off by saying that the music you're hearing, Bitch School from Spinal Tap, that music was actually requested to be the music for episode 19 here today by Big V himself. Number one, Radio Free G, Magneto Award-winning announcer, Big V. What many people don't know is that the Bitch School is only one part of the compound that is Big V's Bordello in the Hills. Much like the Vatican has its own little 110, 109 acres within Italy and exists as its own state, the Bordello is made up of, well, for tax purposes, the Bordello is made up of a conglomeration of smaller independent units, the Bitch School only being one. I'm sure we will reveal more as time goes on. But the Bitch School is where Big V trains all of his female dogs to perform his personal biddings. The two main segments that we have on the show today, oddly enough, also revolve around Big V and female animals. But before we get to that, we have Radio Free G special announcement. Head Tales, the comic strip for the new millennium. Experience the excitement at Head Tales, headtales.blogspot.com, an RFG Media production. Yes, listenership, you heard it correctly. Head Tales is the newest enterprise from RFG Media. We are taking the publishing world by storm. We have already started with internet radio, we expanded to a clothing line, and now we are doing everything that we possibly can to give you your Radio Free G fix. The first comic ever in the Head Tales franchise is up now at headtales.blogspot.com. Remember, that's headtales.blogspot.com. Check it out, forward the link to all your friends. More will be coming fast and furious in the future. Now, as we said, the two main segments of today's show are going to be dealing with female animals and Big V. So let's deal with the female animal part first. We have a very special Ask the G-Man segment that came in on the toll-free lines 1-888-49-G-Band from the man himself, the Reverend Jesse Jackson. With problems like that, you don't really have much going on in life, do you? I think you need to ask the G-Man.
Oh, well, hello there, this is the Honorable Jesse Jackson, and I have a little question for you. I believe that I have caught some type of venereal disease from my cat Blackie. So because my penis is starting to pull some unusual shaped, unusually straight kind of hairs from the shot, and I've been shoving them off, and they just keep coming back. So if you could help me out there, address this situation on your own next show, I would be indelicately and indubitably and most likely quite honored by your help. Thank you very much, and may God bless you.
Well, Mr. Jackson, I have no expertise or knowledge or like or even interest in bestiality. However, I went and discussed with some of the finest veterinarians in the Greater Toronto Area, and they say that the problem you are experiencing most likely stems from infidelity on the part of your cat, Blackie. It seems that maybe Blackie is getting around the neighborhood, shall we say, and is bringing something foreign into your lovemaking environment. It's nothing that you need to be immediately concerned about. It's not life-threatening. But you are sleeping with every partner that your partner, which in this case happens to be Blackie, has ever had. Now, this may go a long ways towards arousing a pervert such as yourself, but we must also look at the flip side, and it is the health of Blackie that is also in jeopardy from all your dilettanting around your own neighborhood with God knows who and what else it is that you pleasure yourself with. So the veterinarians have all recommended that you keep Blackie under lock and key for, say, a week, 2 weeks, and if the problem does not get better on its own, then you should consult a qualified trained professional in your area. And if it does get better, well, that just means that your cat is a whore. Good God. And now, listenership, we get to the meat and potatoes, the single greatest event that has taken place in the short life that has been Radio Free G. There is another podcast out there, TNM's Voices, available at csalradio.blogspot.com. They parceled out the first ever Magneto Awards. Radio Free G, the show, walked away with three, one of them being Best Announcer for Big V, mentioned off the top of the show. Now, there were some shenanigans that took place. The audio of Big V was mangled during the award ceremony. That did not go over well with Big V. If you tune into our previous episode, episode 18, available at radiofreeg.blogspot.com, you'll be able to hear everything that went into bringing the situation about. I'm not going to rehash it all for you. Let's just say that Big V said some things. He wanted to get them off of his chest, directed them towards Tito and Magnum, the hosts of TNM's Voices. Magnum took it upon himself to call the G-Band and I won't say explain away what he did, but basically give his side of the story. We're all about balance here. This will be the last time that we're going to delve into this topic, simply because we don't have the time to be able to go back and piece things together and give everyone new listeners. We have new listeners coming on every day. We don't have time to go back and rehash everything for them. So I think everyone, Big V, the listenership, Tito and Magnum, I think that they will all agree that once I play these comments from Magnum and say my piece on the subject, everything should be free and clear. There will be peace in the valley, and we can move on to bigger and better things. So first we'll play a promo for the toll-free line. Anyone and everyone can use it to get in touch with the show. We'll hear the liner, and then we'll go straight into Magnum's comments. Do you have a comment or show idea?
Do you have a phone?
The G-Band is now open 24/7, toll-free, from anywhere in North America. Call 1-888-49-G-Band. That's 1-888-494-2263 to leave a message for the man, the myth, the growing legend that is Radio Free G.
Radio Free G, this is Magnum from TNM's Voices calling. Before I begin, let me first make it perfectly clear that Big V was invited to participate in the first annual Magneto Awards. He was given an email on the same date that Mumblegut received his email, Osama bin Laden. We did send him an email inviting him to participate, but we didn't get a response back. Non-response. that made us do what we did. It was on purpose, but you have to understand, we were hurt. His actions nearly cost him winning the actual Met Mutual Award. We thought, you know, he didn't care about it, he didn't listen to the show, why should we bother, you know, including him in the festivities. But after a discussion, Tito and myself, we thought, you know, the Magneto Award is Listener's Choice Award show. So if the listeners enjoy Big E, then what's fair is fair. He deserves the award. But, you know, we would have been, you know, thrilled to have Big E announce a category, you know, as well as we would have loved to hear one of his acceptance in that thunderous voice he has. The little clip, if you notice, it says laughing. That was our intention when we heard it, was to laugh at the fact that we gave him a half a section soundbite during the show. But like I said, we did it because the way we interpreted his action. I think this concludes my explanation, but I'll make full reports to our listeners as well. TNM's Voices. That's TNM's Voices, heard every Sunday night on the CSAL Podcast Radio Network. csalradio.blogspot.com.
Magnum, I feel the only conclusion to be drawn from your words is that you acted rashly. Not to put any value judgment on it whatsoever, that's simply the first thing that pops into my head. From your own words, you acknowledge that the show, the award show, would have been better. It would have only benefited with the addition of Big V to the lineup. Now, I'm sure that both yourself and Tito know that email can be erratic, what with automatic spam filters, online virus checkers, different service providers, and so forth. If something is truly important, usually there is some follow-up, yes? We never simply send off one notice. We always double-check. There are other ways to contact Big V besides the email. He did mention them in his response. You acted out of spite because you felt slighted, and that is understandable. I would have done the exact same thing. In fact, I'm surprised that you showed so much restraint. I would have gone after them, guns blazing. I'm sure Big V is willing to let bygones be bygones. I have spoken with him myself. I spoke with him after we did the interview. He is willing to move forward. I hope that you are willing to move forward. That way we can engage in more fruitful cross-promotions between TNM's Voices and Radio Free G. And speaking of promotions, let's get in one quick one for the swag shop.
Dare to be different.
Radio Free G already looks after your mind.
Be your own trendsetter.
Now, let Radio Free G look after your body. Head to cafepress.com/Radio Free G for the official swag shop.
It's not about the designers or the price, but how you rock it.
Now you can show your support for your favorite podcast by wearing the Magneto Award winning Radio Free G logo.
And it starts with confidence.
For the ultimate in cool swag.
For those who have something to say.
Head to cafepress.com/Radio Free G. And listenership, make sure to keep your eyes open for another swag shop coming to you. This one focusing exclusively on the comic strip for the new millennium, Head Tales. headtales.blogspot.com. Once again, go there, tell your friends. Don't be left out in the cold. That's another show finished. I can't believe it's May. We're up to 19 episodes. Who knows how many more we're going to get in before school starts. Well, maybe not school. I mean, I don't know. There's so many things going on. There's so many things that I'm doing to promote the show and myself. The only thing it seems that can stop me, the thing that I don't even want to utter its name, a full-time job. Catch you again next time on the G-Band. End transmission.
You have been listening to Radio Free G. Send all feedback and show ideas to radiofreeg@gmail.com or visit the website at radiofreeg.blogspot.com. Catch you again next time on the G-Band. End transmission. You think my body-